안녕하십니까? 2016년 8월 고등학교 2학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2016년 8월 고등학교 2학년 모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 말하기 평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, do you think Michael will ever be interested in me?
Michael? Of course he will, Paula.
Do you really think so, Dad?
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, can you tell me where I can get coffee around here?
Well, there's a nice coffee shop in front of the post office.
I'm sorry, but I don't know where the post office is.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. I'm happy to be able to tell you about a program called McClintock Silent Witness. This program is designed so that students and parents can report crimes while remaining anonymous. If you have witnessed a crime, or if you know of a crime that was committed or will be committed, simply call and leave a voicemail. You will not be contacted unless you provide your contact information. All information remains anonymous. Please keep in mind that this program is intended to assist McClintock High School and the Tempe Police Department in investigations. Dial 480-752-8688 for further information or to report a crime.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kate, we have to leave now. I made a reservation at the restaurant for 7 o'clock.
What time is it now?
It's 6:30. By the way, what are you doing?
I'm ordering some books online. All right, it's done. Let's go now.
I'll turn off the lights and lock the windows while you get ready to go.
Thanks. I'll turn off my computer and change my clothes.
Kate, can you please unplug the computer?
Why? Isn't it enough to just turn it off?
No. If the computer is always plugged in, it's adding to our electric bill.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Even when the computer is not turned on, it's using power just by being plugged in. That's why we should unplug it when we are not using it.
I see. I'll remember that.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Kevin. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Diane.
First, I'd like to talk about your new laptop backpack. It has a special pad on the bottom, right?
Yeah, it is an effective shock absorber. I've broken my laptop many times, so I wanted to have a way to properly protect it.
Your idea must come from your experiences. Our magazine is going to feature your inventions in next month's issue.
Thank you. This bathroom mat came from an experience of mine, too.
Can you tell me about it?
Sure. I invented the mat after I slipped and broke my leg in the bathroom.
I see. Do you have anything in the making these days?
I like taking photos, so I'm thinking of making something related to cameras.
I'm looking forward to your upcoming inventions. Thank you for taking time out of your day for our magazine.
You're welcome.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Come here and take a look at the monitor, honey.
What is it, James?
This is a picture of Evergreen Water Park. How about going there this Saturday?
Let me see. Oh, there are water slides for children.
Yeah, I'm sure our kids will like them. And look at this rock in the middle of the pool.
It must be fun for children to climb up this rock.
I think so too. And the fountain on the opposite side of the slides is also a good place for children to have fun.
That's good. And we can rest and have snacks under one of these parasols.
Yeah, but we have to bring our own mat because there are no dining tables.
I see. Oh, there are lots of swimming tubes next to the parasols.
The website says it's free of charge to use them.
That's very nice.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You look so busy, Mr. Watson.
Yeah, I'm preparing for the graduation ceremony tomorrow. As you know, it's my responsibility.
Is it going well?
Yeah, I think so. I just checked the sound equipment in the auditorium. It was in working order.
Good. Who will carry chairs into the auditorium?
Student council members will do that this afternoon. I am really thankful that they're helping me.
Is there anything I can help you with? I can carry chairs with the students.
Thanks, but Mr. Smith will assist them. Well, there's one thing you can help me with.
Oh, what is it?
Could you pick a nice song for the ceremony?
No problem. I'll find a perfect one for you. I'm a music teacher, after all.
Thank you.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 회사 야유회에 참석할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Jane, how was your weekend?
I had a great weekend because my sister had a wedding on Saturday.
Wow, that's great news.
It was also good to meet some of my relatives that I haven't seen for a long time.
You must have had a really good time. By the way, did you hear we're having a company picnic on the last Saturday of this month?
I heard about it. But I can't go to the picnic.
Why? You're not going on a business trip, are you?
No. My sister is throwing a housewarming party that day. She'll be very disappointed if I don't come to the party.
I see. Then you'll have to tell our boss.
Yeah, I will. I hope he'll understand.
I'm sure he will.
Hello,
Harry's Jazz Club.
Hi, I'd like some information about the performances at the club.
Sure, what would you like to know?
Will there be any live music tonight?
Of course. We have a fantastic Cuban singer named Alberto Gonzalez performing tonight. There will be shows at 8 and 10.
How much is each show?
It is $30 per person, including dinner.
Oh, that sounds reasonable. What's your menu like?
Our specialty is Mexican food, but we serve salads and hamburgers too.
Okay, I'd like to make a reservation for 3 for dinner at 8.
Sure. If you sign up for our membership card, you can get a 10% discount from the total.
Oh. One of our party members has a card. Can I use that?
Sure.
Springfield 라이브러리에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Do you have any plans for this weekend, Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to visit Springfield Library with my wife and kids.
Oh, that's a very good place for children. My family went there last weekend.
Oh, did you? It'll be my first visit there. I heard the library has over 100,000 books.
Right. Though it was established recently in 2014, it has a large selection. Local citizens donated a lot of books.
The library is huge, isn't it?
Yeah. It has various facilities, such as 3 reading rooms, a computer lab, a multimedia room, a large cafeteria, and a nursery room.
Impressive. The website says it has a large parking lot, too.
Right. It has an underground parking lot and an outdoor lot. But you have to be a member of the library to use the parking lot for free.
I've already signed up for the membership online.
You should be fine then. Have a nice weekend at the library.
Thanks, Laura.
11번 Grammar4 Speaking에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. We have prepared a special teaching program for you. The name of the program is Grammar4 Speaking. It is designed for students at the beginner level. The program is going to start on the first day of next month. During this program, we will try to use words that are not difficult. The goal is to help you understand English grammar at a fundamental level. If you want to watch videos to further topics covered by the program, you can see a video on our website. If you like, you can enter your email address, and then you will get access to up to 3 videos, which are free. Each additional video after that will require you to pay a fee. I hope that you find Grammar for Speaking enjoyable and helpful.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 디지털 피아노를 고르시오.
Honey, what are you doing on the computer?
I'm looking for a digital piano for our son. Would you come and help me?
Sure. Oh, are you choosing one from these five?
Yes. Do you think we have to consider the number of sounds?
Of course. It's one of the most important features of a digital piano. Let's choose one with at least 10 sounds.
All right. I'll cross this out then. It'd be good for our son if our digital piano had a recording function.
I agree. Then let's choose one of these three.
As he's young, he just needs one pedal. What do you think?
You're right. Then we have two choices left. How about buying the cheaper of the two?
Okay. I'll order it right now. Steve, I can't make that meeting on Wednesday.
That's too bad. What happened?
My schedule is really tight that day. I don't think I'll be able to make it.
You must be booked solid all day long that day.
I'm so sorry, Steve.
That's all right. Can you make it Thursday then?
Let me check. Oh, I might be free after 6 on Thursday.
I'm busy after 6. I don't think Thursday will work for us.
I agree.
Let's see. How about Tuesday? Do you have any free time that day?
Oh, my Tuesday schedule is pretty light. I'm free after 3 in the afternoon.
Mom, I'm home.
Mark, how was school today?
It was great. I jumped rope and played soccer with my friends.
That's good to hear. Do you have homework?
Yes, I have some math homework. Mom, did you see my math notebook at home?
No, I haven't seen it. Why?
Well, I remember bringing my math notebook with me to school today, but later on, I couldn't find it anywhere.
You must have dropped it somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. I hope somebody finds it and returns it to me.
Did you mark your name on it?
Unfortunately, no, I did not. It's pretty unlikely that I ever find it. Jake has learned to play tennis for a month. He's just a beginner, but really likes to play tennis. He takes tennis lessons 4 days a week after work. He has never skipped a lesson so far. But today, he learns that there will be an important meeting after work tomorrow. He doesn't want to miss the tennis lesson tomorrow, so he is going to ask if he can have the lesson later on. Now he calls his tennis coach. In this situation, what would Jake most likely say to the tennis coach?
Good
afternoon, everyone. I know all of you here are passionate moms who love your children. You always pay attention to your children's health, right? Your biggest concern with regard to feeding your children is how to balance health with what tastes good. What do you say when your child wants sugary, fatty foods? Do you say no to your child just because those foods are not healthy? But take a moment to think about why your child wants those foods. There are physical reasons for a child's desire to have sugary, fatty foods. When a child's body is under stress, it makes the child want more sweets. Sweet candy and ice cream actually help to improve a child's mood. According to a study, chewing gum can increase concentration, and a proper amount of bacon and ham can make children comfortable. Of course, food alone won't always improve the way a child feels, as there are many factors to it. But you have to know that the proper amount of sugary, fatty foods can help children feel better when in distress.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everyone. I know all of you here are passionate moms who love your children. You always pay attention to your children's health, right? Your biggest concern with regard to feeding your children is how to balance health with what tastes good. What do you say when your child wants sugary, fatty foods? Do you say no to your child just because those foods are not healthy? But take a moment to think about why your child wants those foods. There are physical reasons for a child's desire to have sugary, fatty foods. When a child's body is under stress, it makes the child want more sweets. Sweet candy and ice cream actually help to improve a child's mood. According to a study, chewing gum can increase concentration, and a proper amount of bacon and ham can make children comfortable. Of course, food alone won't always improve the way a child feels, as there are many factors to it. But you have to know that the proper amount of sugary, fatty foods can help children feel better when in distress.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 식품이 아닌 것은 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.